Stop the Count. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The Department of Homeland Security reports there were no major cyber attacks on the election, which is not surprising because why should our enemies go to all that trouble when we have our own people standing outside the tabulation center in Detroit chanting Stop the Count? I never thought I'd see Americans demanding that their own votes be suppressed, but there it is. The problem with this approach is that if it was my ballot inside that convention center, I would be truly ticked off that a bunch of people I don't know are trying to stop it from being counted. If you don't want me to vote, at least have the guts to confront me before I vote so we can have a little discussion about it. I can understand how people might be fed up with our system of choosing leaders. It is a lot easier in your one-party states or with your infallible religious leaders or with your warlords, where your leaders choose themselves and also provide a form of public safety. There are lots of places in the world where you don't need to chant Stop the Count because counting votes never even comes up. But in the meantime, how about a compromise? Since we have all voted, how about we do count the votes this time, and then the next time we choose leaders using feats of strength or IQ tests or everybody's favorite method? I've been cheated. The blind auditions.
You got a four-chair turn!
Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.